That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea. Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
I did it last time.
Oh, yeah.
Is it my turn?
It's your turn
okay.
now.
Okay. Welcome back to 20 whatever.
Oh, my God.
That was smooth,
honestly,
you guys.
Are we podcasters? It's almost like we've never done this before.
And here we are. Subscribe.
Right.
Thank you for saying that at the top.
Right.
Because if you missed the last episode, we told you guys we're trying to get to 100,000 subscribers by the end of this year.
Yes.
And only you can prevent forest fires. And also, only you can help us get to 100K. Only
yes.
You. Again, another smooth segue.
Look yeah, no, I love that. Yeah.
Podcasters.
It's almost like we've been here before. Speaking of podcasters, what are we doing today on this podcast?
Today we're going to play a game. And I think, you know what? No, my favorite episodes are the one where we get deep and mushy gushy.
Right.
But my second favorite, it's the game.
Yes, agree.
I love playing a game. You guys are so much fun to just shoot the shit with. It's so fun. So we're always looking for fun little party games to play on the pod. So if you have one that you like, let us know in the comments. Today, we're going to play a game called Priorities. This was a game that I was gifted for Christmas. I gave the girlies a rundown before, but I'll give you guys a rundown too. So basically, five cards are going to be drawn. Jess is going to be our card drawer. We've got the Jess cam. And whoever is it, whoever's turn it is, so let's say it's mine, is going to privately rank those five random things on their whiteboard. Then the other two players are going to have to debate and discuss what they think that person ranked it. Mm-hmm. So if it's Paloma and she gets lava lamps, the cheetah girls, painted walls, and podcasting. That's only four things, but pretend it's five. We are going to have to guess how Paloma would rank those things in a list from best to worst. We get a point for every correct placement that we get. And whoever has the most points at the end wins.
Who's keeping score?
Oh.
That's Jess?
Jess is keeping score.
Okay.
All right.
And maybe we tally our own points in the top corner, too. So
Ooh, I like that.
We can not put everything on Jess.
Right.
So I'm super excited. We played this game with my family. It was just a hoot and a half. Super fun. So
I'm excited.
Yeah.
We are getting... Well, actually, I realized I was like, we're really kind of guessing their own priorities. Like, that's the team.
Yeah,
like, thinking what I think your priorities are.
Right. And that's where discussion, right? You're like, you look at the things and you're like, okay.
I know what
I would do, but like, Sarah's a different person. She thinks about this. She does this. She does this. Like, what is the...
Ooh.
So it's a game like that, but it's also how well do we know each other?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, right. It's kind of like a getting to know you. And
do you know you?
Do you know? Yeah. Do you know you? Do you know you? Do you know yourself? That's deep. Let's not get there.
That's not this kind of episode.
Right.
Hey,
sorry.
Hey, no tears. All of a sudden, I'm like, who am I?
No, right.
2, 4, 6, 0, 1.
Yes. If you get it, you get it. If you know, you know.
Before we get into our game, a quick word from our sponsor. Yes, we have a sponsor today and a very exciting one at that. Patchology. Patchology sent us on a girls trip where we got to hang out and relax and nourish our skin with their amazing products.
We are actually on a girls' trip right now in Malibu with Patchology, who is sponsoring today's episode.
Yes. Oh, and audio listeners, be sure to jump on over to the video version so you can see what's on our hands and feet. Somebody show me.
Ah, there's my feet.
We are wearing the Rosé fingers and toes masks.
They smell so amazing and they make your hands and feet feel so, so moisturized. It's definitely that strawberry oil, the shea butter, and the resveratrol.
It's a fancy word.
Right.
Yeah. We'll put it here.
It's moisture. Moisture.
I have been so excited to try these rosé fingers and toes masks from Patchology because I am obsessed with their rosé under eye gels. These are just fantastic. This is actually the product that like first got me into Patchology.
Really?
Oh. Was not the rosé ones, but just the under eye gels.
They are so good.
It's a holy grail.
So good.
Yeah.
And these are like that same amazing Patchology quality and smell and everything, but specially formulated for your hands and your feet.
And I especially love how easy they are to just like throw on if I'm like working from home or I'm gonna just like clean around the house. I can just slip them on and do my thing.
At the end of a long day, it is just such a great way to unwind and treat yourself, carve out a little me time, or you can get together with your girlfriends, have a little relaxation, skincare, self-care night.
Oh, and pro tip, I always keep my eye gels in the fridge. It just gives it that nice luxurious cooling effect. Simply, it's giving luxury, okay?
I love you talking through all of us talking through all of this with the mitts.
I'm definitely doing like fingers under here, but you just can't.
I can't wait to take these off. I can like already feel, I don't know if you guys do too, like the moisture setting into my hands.
Absolutely.
How soft they're gonna be.
Yes.
Absolutely. It's the best for a girls' night in, and you can get all this stuff at Patchology.com, and we have the link in the description.
Yes, yes, yes. Huge thank you to Patchology for sponsoring this episode. We are having seriously the best time.
Oh my gosh.
And if you guys wanna see more, be sure to check out all of our vlog channels. They'll be linked down below as well. But back to the episode.
Okay, all right, who's going first?
Ooh.
Should I go first since I've played it before?
Yes.
So kind of get it.
That'd be perfect.
Okay. All right.
Wait, goes first as in?
We're going to figure out her priorities. Yes.
Gotcha.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Yes.
All right, Jess. Hit me with my five cards.
I would like one whiteboard drum roll, please. Oh, lovely.
Ooh, I like yours with my nails.
Our first card. Star Wars.
Oh.
That's so perfect for you, see?
It is.
All right. Our second card. Paloma, you're going to love this. It's crying.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
And I love you for it. Soggy footwear.
Ew. What does that mean?
That's like last night when we were outside and then it was raining and our shoes got all wet. And like, oh, I was like, guys, I have to go inside.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like her wet Uggs or something. Like,
yes.
Ooh.
Ew.
Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Not Taylor Swift and Star Wars.
Snuggling.
Aww.
Oh, she has a baby, so.
Okay.
That's true. God, everyone loves
now, I have
snuggle.
To rank mine from 1 to 5, best to worst.
Okay.
So I'm honestly torn between Taylor Swift and Star Wars. I'm really trying to figure out what she loves more.
Like. Well, here's the thing. Like I said, I read Snuggling, and I immediately was like, she has a baby now. That really could take priority. Like Snuggling with Grace, she probably cares about more than Star Wars and Taylor Swift. Do you see?
No, I see. You're right. And especially when you think throw in Snuggling with Grace. Like, I'm just thinking Snuggling as...
Me too. And I was like, Snuggling. I was like, with who? Right. Steven, I guess. Yeah. Dogs? I don't know.
But Grace.
But Grace. Okay. I feel like Snuggling has
okay,
to go
Snuggles
first.
One. Physical contact. She's a snuggler. We'll hug her own.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. We'll do that for one.
I feel like, yeah. She, yeah.
I think we can all agree, or you and I can agree. We'll all agree.
We all collectively.
That, I think soggy footwear has to be like 5. Right?
Yeah, I'm sure
like,
she's
that's just like
not
the worst
interested
thing.
In that.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just going to put SOG on the bottom.
So
so
we really have to figure out spot 2, which is Taylor Swift and Star Wars. I kind of want to go with Taylor Swift. Because...
I low-key too, but then I think, here's the thing. The way this is crazy because I'm like, but her and Steven have that like really like
the
that's
bond
like her connection.
The, and
but,
the
yeah.
nostalgia. And...
But also it's Taylor Swift.
I know.
And she like would like kill somebody probably for her.
I know. Oh my gosh,
okay,
I'm
torn. Low-key, I think Taylor Swift.
I think so too. Maybe like, yeah, okay.
I'm going to put T-Swift for number 2.
For 2,
and then
Star Wars 3, Crying 4, and yeah. Soggy Footwear 5.
Yeah.
Final
let's hold on. Let's,
no, please.
Just so, okay. We feel good about this? Are we going to lock it in?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we would like to lock it in.
Are you ready for the results?
Yes.
Okay. You got 2 correct placements, and those were number 4 and number 5. Crying and soggy footwear.
Ugh.
Honestly, I almost put crying before snuggling because I love a good cry.
Mm.
I feel so good after I
cry. I forgot she likes to cry.
I love to cry.
She does. No, she said she likes to release it.
So I put cry at number 4. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we did get that one.
Yes.
Okay.
You got 4 and 5.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Number 3, I put snuggling.
Oh.
I do love to snuggle. You're right. Mm-hmm. You're right. Human connection, especially having a baby.
Right.
But guys.
No.
You
right.
didn't put Taylor Swift at number 1.
Well, here's the thing. I
blame Ryan.
No, for sure. For sure.
I was
going to
do Taylor Swift as one.
But the reasoning,
I understand the thought process.
Right.
But you were so right. I would kill for Taylor Swift.
So I guess, yeah, it's more, yeah.
So I put Taylor Swift, Star Wars, snuggling, crying, soggy footwear.
Dang it. Sorry.
So 2 points for Gryffindor.
Nice.
Dang. Well, we tried.
No, that was good. You guys got 2.
That's true.
All right, Ryan, up to the plate.
Let us see.
Oh. I think you guys are going to like this one. This one is the group chat.
Ooh.
We do have a pop-in group chat.
Yeah.
For 20 whatever.
We do.
Selfies.
Oh, okay.
Harry Potter.
Oh. Important.
Karens.
She loves those.
Yeah, top love. Number 1.
I actually don't know how you feel about this. Crocs.
Okay. Let me take a moment.
We'll let Ryan do it before we discuss.
Yes.
So not the squeak of the...
I know. I know. Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
We can discuss?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Karen's is 5.
Karen's is 5, for sure.
Let's start there.
And I feel like Crocs has to be 4.
I agree.
I don't necessarily... I'm pretty sure Ryan does not like Crocs.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's like a deep-seated hatred. The other 3 things are just like decent to good.
Yeah, it's not a hate, but I don't think you own. You've ever owned them or would intentionally be like, I want to wear them.
Yes.
Trying to figure out what she likes the most, right? Like, what's the number 1?
Yeah. I mean, Ryan loves a selfie.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan takes fire selfies. If you don't follow Ryan on Instagram, you are missing out on the fire selfies.
Love that plug.
You're welcome. So I know she loves a selfie, but does she love that more than the group chat? I feel like Ryan is, you're a good texter.
Yeah.
And she's so funny over
she
text.
She loves to text. I think you enjoy
I love
texting.
Texting.
Like during the
I
day,
do.
She likes.
Yes.
You know, we live together and we simply text each other just all random day. Stupid shit. And we're
yeah.
like.
So I think if you were going to ask Ryan, you can't take selfies anymore or you can never text in the group chat. I think she would stop with the selfies.
Yeah. And she'd just have someone else take them.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. She's like, she's upgrading from her selfies to like post pictures. I really think that group chat might have to be 1 because to give up texting, to give up the group chat is like to give up the human connect, like the friend connection and like.
And feeling excluded. Imagine everyone's laughing in the group chat and Ryan's just like, I'm not allowed.
I'm taking crying selfies.
Yeah. Okay. So what do you want? Group chat is number 1.
Group chat is 1 and then selfies quick 2. And she's a Harry Potter gal.
Yeah. But I also feel like Harry Potter wouldn't go that high because I feel like Ryan gets annoyed with like the millennial cringe culture around Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like Ryan loves Harry Potter, but she's not going to make it her personality.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. Ooh, I like that.
Is that everything?
Yes, that's everything.
So what's your order?
We have group chat is 1, selfies is 2, Harry Potter is 3, Crocs is 4, and Karen's is 5.
You guys were really close.
Really?
You were really close. 1, I have group chat. 2, I have Harry Potter.
Oh.
3 is selfies.
Okay.
4, Crocs. 5, Karen.
Oh.
Yeah. So you guys are right. But I will say about the Crocs is that I definitely don't own any and I definitely think they're ugly. However, I'm a house shoe girly. Mm. I wear shoes inside like I just have to. And I've been seeing... Like, that's where I would wear the Crocs.
Please
in
define
my
that.
House.
I was going to say, but please define yes. your in shoes inside the house.
Oh, girly. Shoes like house shoes. Shoes for inside mm-hmm. of the house. Not,
we do not,
not
wear shoes
no,
in
no,
our
no.
house.
No, shoes that, but shoes that go outside it's don't like, go inside. But inside shoes, I'm a big, big fan. And I feel like I would wear Crocs in my home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm thinking about it.
Maybe you got to just take the plunge.
They're trending
see,
right now.
But the problem is you get them to wear just in your house or, you know, just to run an errand. And then all of a sudden... You realize the you're utility, on. The comfort. You want sport?
Sport mode.
You want comfort? Relax mode? Options.
Next thing you know, you're at the grocery store in your Crocs. You're going
right.
to dinner in Crocs.
I am a cautionary tale here. Got them because I was pregnant. My feet
right.
were so wide. Everything hurt. Now, look, I'm almost 2 years postpartum, you guys. I got 3 pairs of Crocs downstairs.
Oh, my God.
She's got more pairs than older than Grace's, you know?
No, right. Well, that might be me. It might be giving Croc season. I don't know.
What if I got you like just a nice like plain neutral Croc, like a gray or a black or a beige, but then like fun little charms of like all the things in your personality.
They even have those platform ones now that look
See,
cute.
That's the part that I'm like, the charms. I'm like, what? For what? Why?
Oh, I like the charms.
The charms are fun.
For what? Why?
Show a little- to give charms and personality. Yeah.
But then it's not neutral anymore. Then I have like pink and green and all this other stuff on it when I could just be like trying to. This is not You're what right. this is not what we're supposed
so
to be doing.
Sorry.
This is not what. But good job, y'all. You guys got Woo-hoo. 3 points, right?
3 points.
Yeah.
Yes.
Group. Yeah, you got 3 points.
Yeah.
Paloma, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Men.
Bottom. I love that.
Drama.
Oh. Oh my god.
The cards have spoken.
I love this.
Instagram.
Okay.
Oh
my god. It's a good mix.
I know. I love this one.
Slippers.
Right.
Kim Kardashian.
Okay. This is a great one.
I know. This is such a good mix.
Okay, go ahead and think.
Okay, I'm thinking.
I love when there's like a random mix like this, because how do you compare slippers to like Kim Kardashian?
No, right. Right.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
damn.
My.
And honestly, these are all things that people like in general could hate, like men's on here. Drama.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian. Like, people have strong feelings about her.
Slippers.
Instagram. People have strong feelings about Instagram. Yeah.
And they're it's giving. So I see drama and I'm like, ooh, love the drama. And I'm like, but not if I'm in it. Like, right. I like, you know, it's like, what kind of drama are we talking? Like,
right.
I have to take drama for what drama is.
Like drama or like drama class.
Right.
How are you interpreting this?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
A
is
dramatic
it like drama?
Movie. Like drama, like acting.
Okay. Well, then I have to fix my ranking.
P, you ready?
I'm ready.
Where do we want to start?
I don't know, because I just, okay, number one, wait, push pause. Drama, what kind of drama is this? How have you interpreted this?
Can't tell you.
Wait, that's not true. Why? How come?
Because then it's going to give you what, like, you know, you have to take it for face value. It's I think.
All right, sure.
I think so.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, now I'm, well, what
how
do
would
you
Paloma,
have?
How would Paloma take it? If she had to rank these things, what would I do?
Okay, I feel like Paloma's thinking of drama as, like, not, like, theatrical drama, but like drama.
Like the tea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
She likes the tea.
Yeah.
I mean, not when she's in it, but like it's giving, like she likes the tea.
And that's exactly where I was thinking about men. Like Paloma maybe not, wouldn't rank men high, but there are men that she likes.
Right.
For example, her boyfriend.
Right.
Do you think men is last? Let's start with that.
No, I think Kim Kardashian's at the bottom, and not because she doesn't care, but like out of all of these things, it's like, I feel like she could take her or leave her. Like, it's like, whatever, vibe.
But I do feel...
But also, men are terrible.
And I do feel like Paloma respects the Kardashians and Kim in the sense of, like, business, influence,
Right,
fashion.
It's giving, like, baddies vibe.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
And I've heard he reference...
All the time. Yeah. She talks about him all the time.
Right. So, how often does she reference men?
Never.
Not as much as the Kardashians.
Okay, so we can... Maybe we work our way up. So maybe we do men as 5.
Okay.
Kim Kardashian's 4. Mm-hmm. The slippers. She likes slippers. She's a cozy gal.
Yeah, slippers. They're cozy. They're comfy.
But it's also giving like...
Could take it or leave.
So maybe that's 3.
Like if you were going to tell Pete, I'm taking your slippers or I'm taking your Instagram.
I feel like she'd be like, take the slippers.
Take the slippers, I guess. Fine, I'll wear socks.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay. Then let's do slippers as 3.
Or
right?
Drama.
Oh, or drama. But Instagram is not number 1.
No, you're so right.
There's no way.
There's no way.
Maybe drama is 1. Because either way she looks at it, right? Because if she's thinking about it like theatrically, then okay, it's giving, that's number 1 because it's giving acting.
So you would say drama, Instagram, slippers, Kim Kardashian, men.
I don't feel strongly about Instagram being over slippers, but also.
I don't either. And I feel like P's not.
She's not
an
like,
Instagram girly.
If Instagram died, I think she might be fine.
Yeah.
She's like, she would be get over it.
That's so true.
So maybe it's drama number 1, slippers are 2, Instagram is 3, mm-hmm. Kim Kardashian is 4, and men are 5.
Yeah.
If I don't get this right, are we not going to be best friends anymore?
Are Wait, we going to break up? What's your number 1?
Drama. I'm really excited to reveal what this is.
All right, are we locking it in?
I think we're going to lock
it
in. Okay,
we're good.
Okay.
I don't feel super confident about it.
I don't either. I really genuinely don't.
It's a toss-up. We may get 0 points.
Yeah, and we might. We're about to. God damn. Okay.
0 points.
Oh! No!
This was really hard for me because it's the choices, okay?
Right.
I'm going to tell you why it happened. Here we go. Because I don't...
No, right.
Looking at all this, I was like, the biggest thing here for me has to be slippers. Number one, because they stand for comfort and just coziness. And that is just something.
I know.
I don't like my feet just like on the cold ground. I have to. I need that. So slippers is number one. I'm not proud to say this at all.
Is it Kim K?
No.
No, it's men.
It's men.
Oh! Ew!
And the reason why I put men as number two is because I just recently came across my little journal while I was home, and it said Paloma's favorite things, and I wrote it when I was 9. Boys, singing, and dancing. So to stay true to my 3 favorite things that are boys, singing, and dancing, I had to put men too.
But is that, how the fuck, what?
I, no, here's the thing. Bro. Here's the thing. I know. Look. I don't like what they stand for, but I like boys. I've always been boy crazy, and I like boys. I love men. Yeah, I'm so sorry. No. I do.
We talked about that the other day.
I do.
She's kind of boy crazy.
I do. I love the feminine urge to just gawk at boys. It's crazy. So
I know.
Man,
dang it.
Men too. Okay. Drama felt safe in number 3 because. I like it, but I don't like it. But like, it's in the middle.
So you were looking at dramas like tea.
Yeah, okay. It just kind of, drama was just like, okay, the drama, like,
right,
whatever it is, good or bad. I kind of just have her in the middle.
Okay.
Instagram 4.
Don't care. Take it or leave her. Yeah,
close. So Kim K's 5.
Kim K's 5.
Wow.
Dang. That's what. Yeah,
I don't give a fuck about you at
all.
Damn. I talk about them, reference them all the time.
But it's like whatever. But that's what I said. I was like, I feel like it doesn't matter. Like she doesn't really. It's like whatever.
Yeah.
I wish they could just fall off the earth. Them, Instagram, and, you know, together.
But not your slippers or men.
No.
Can't relate. But you know what? Okay. Damn, we really. That was difficult.
Yeah. I know. I didn't even want to choose for
me. No, that
was
hard.
You saw me. I was like, no. I erased like a lot. I literally had drama. I kept thinking and I was like, this feels right.
That was a tough one.
That was really hard.
Yeah.
Okay, well noted. She likes guys, I guess. Mm-hmm. Now we know. Anyways. Sierra.
Okay. Jess, let's go. It's like the cards speak to you. The first card is Baby Yoda.
Ooh. Oh, you got Star Wars last time too.
I did.
Netflix. Kissing. Cannibalism.
Okay.
This one's oddly specific. Reclining your back seat on a plane. Or your seat back. Sorry, I'm dyslexic. Reclining your seat back on a plane.
Oh, that feels so good.
Y'all, I'm not going to lie. This one was easy for me. Mm-hmm. I'm done. I'm locked in.
What was the fifth one?
Reclining
your seat back on a plane.
I only have 4 things on here.
Baby Yoda, Netflix, kissing, cannibalism, and reclining.
Oh, cannibalism is what
How
I don't
How could you
have.
Forget cannibalism?
I know.
I just heard it and was like.
So you already have it?
I've got it.
Okay.
I am ready.
Okay.
Thoughts?
Obviously, Baby Yoda, I feel like, is a big part of
I put him right
the brand.
I put him literally at
the only, top. I'm feeling that, or Netflix. I feel like it's like, she watches a lot of TV, you know, but it's not Disney Plus. If this was Disney Plus, I'd be like, fuck it, Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. But it's Netflix. Yeah. Where do they show Survivor? Mm-hmm. What does that come on? Baby Yoda, I feel like, yeah. I put that
as number one because last time she put Star Wars 2. I'm like, if Star Wars is 2.
Then Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda.
One.
And also, there's a bazillion Yoda Baby Grogu's all over this house. Yeah. Baby Yoda, number one.
Okay.
My number 5, I just want to drop down to the bottom just so we can.
Cannibalism. Yeah, I feel like she's probably not down for that.
Yeah.
And she's a vegetarian. So it's giving like.
Oh my God. Could you imagine?
She's like number one.
She had nothing else. She's
like the line of animals. But humans,
fair game. Okay. Yeah,
so
that's definitely fine.
Baby Yoda number one, cannibalism at the very bottom. Yeah. We have Netflix, kissing, and reclining on a plane, which are nice 3 things. But I think you have a good point about Netflix being like really important. So I feel like that would be a 2.
But also comfort with the plane thing.
I know, but how many planes versus Netflix? How many moments is Sierra feeling that of clicking Netflix or that of reclining? That's what makes me think. Like, it feels great, both of them, but how often does one feel more than the other?
Right.
Also, in a non-like pre-pandemic time, Sierra travels a lot.
Tea.
She's a world traveler.
I was going to say, I'm like, I feel like she'd be on
But
the
does
plane.
That bring her more comfort than sitting back and playing Netflix?
I don't know. I'm also like, what is she watching? Is she watching things on Netflix? Like, how important is Netflix?
You're so right, because it's specifically to Netflix.
Because, like, then she can only see what's on Netflix.
Are you into Netflix originals? I'm just kidding.
Right.
Just kidding.
Sierra Schulze cannot be reached for comment at this time.
Can we phone a friend?
Right. I'm like, let's call Steven. Steven, what you got on there for? Okay. This is ridiculous. Okay. So I think I feel strongly about Netflix, but like, I'm really having a hard time being like, that's number 2 over the plane. But maybe you're right. Maybe Netflix is number two.
To me, it feels like Baby Yoda, mm-hmm. Netflix, mm-hmm. recline. Oh, but then kissing. I feel like kissing maybe has.
She does have a baby.
I know. And kissing's fun, so I don't know.
She like kissicles.
She should.
Listen. Okay. But not kissing more than like Netflix. I don't know. Okay. This is ridiculous. Baby Yoda number one. Netflix number two.
Kissing plane. Number three. Oh.
Oh. Fuck. What? You're putting kissing over the plane? Over the reclining
seat? I'm thinking about myself, honestly. Well, stop, dude.
That's not the point of this game.
I know. But like, I'm trying to justify.
Yeah, you like kissing.
I'm trying to justify that feeling more than kissing.
Sure. But like, this is not about you.
I understand, but who's to say Sierra's not trying to kiss, bro?
No, for sure. Dude, like I said, she has a baby, which means she's kissed before.
Bro, this girl playing Smash or Pass, she'll do anything.
Ooh,
so she's probably going to want to kiss a bunch of, like.
That's true.
Like, she gives, like, I want to just kiss everyone.
Oh, my God. I know. Damn you know? It, dude. Okay.
So to remove that part of her.
Look at her. What's happening? Are you talking to Jaden?
Yes. I feel like kissing is up there.
Okay. So you think it's Baby Yoda, Netflix, kissing. Literally, okay. Baby Yoda, Netflix, kissing.
Reclining.
Plane, and then.
Cannibalism. And if kissing's number one, I'm going to be like typical Sierra because.
Right, because she'd be kissing. Okay. So let's lock in. Let's figure it out here. Baby Yoda.
More than kissing, though. We have to like admit that that's what we're saying.
What?
Okay, no, you're right. Okay.
What do you mean?
I'm just having second guessing because now that we talked about who Sierra is as her, like, her side of, like, wanting to love.
But it's not better than Baby Yoda.
Okay, fine. We'll stick with
it. I think, please, help us. We're clearly struggling. Jessica,
no,
please.
No, I was going to ask, are you locked?
Oh, right. They're trying to get, yes. We're, like, struggling.
Come on.
Okay, yeah. No, I think.
We're locked?
We're locked in.
Full send. Okay.
Yeah, full send.
Okay, are you guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for you. You have vastly underestimated how much I like kissing.
No!
It's number one!
I knew it!
Okay, no one ever listened to me ever because I have fucked this up two times now. And I'm so, so sorry to everybody. Damn it.
So here's the thing. As a married lady, I love kissing my husband. Yeah. Like, I am the one who's always like, can I have a little kiss before we go to bed?
Right, yeah.
Right. But also, single Sierra would take any opportunity to kiss someone platonically, a friend, a lover, a crush.
I love to kiss. I completely agree. I fucking agree.
God,
like,
damn.
If you ask me to count how many people I've kissed, the limit does not exist. I love a kiss.
Yeah.
It's number one.
Damn it. I'm so, okay, I will take full responsibility. I will take full responsibility for that. That was fooling me. I'm so sorry.
You were so right that I love Baby Yoda. You're so right. I really do. And these top three, these are there. However, when I travel, and I don't blame you guys because we've never gone on a flight together, which I hope changes this year.
Period.
As soon as that little doom doom, we've now reached our cruising altitude. You can, you know, do your tray table, whatever. I'm like, button, back. Love it. Love it.
Yeah.
So I put CPAC reclining at number two.
Nice.
Baby Yoda number three. Because I love Baby Yoda, but if you asked me, like, Baby Yoda, or you can never recline your seat on a plane again, I'd be like,
right.
Sorry, Baby Yoda.
That's what I was trying to.
No, I know, but Baby Yoda stands for so much, yeah, which
I know.
Is why.
Yeah, I get it.
To put him at three?
I understand.
Seems like disrespectful.
The reasoning, I get it.
You're right.
She's okay, like, okay. And it is.
Netflix, okay. I put it number four.
Okay.
But only because in terms of like streaming, now when it was just Netflix, Netflix would have been way higher.
Right.
Yes. But now that there are so many options, I honestly don't watch Netflix a lot. Mm. I watch Hulu, Disney Plus, yep. HBO Max.
And
Paramount Plus is where Survivor is. So
which one?
Paramount Plus.
Paramount Plus.
So Netflix
is like at the bottom. Yeah. It's like whatever.
You're right. I will take full responsibility
but
for that.
You do
one.
Get 1 point for cannibalism.
Oh, ooh. Goody. Great.
Nice.
Fantastic. So glad. That was so
That was
hard.
Really that was a hard one. All right, Ryan.
Oh, that was so hard. Okay.
Who would thought that this is so thought-provoking, you know?
Right.
Like.
So wait, we got 1 point?
1 point.
Tragic.
First off, we have beer.
Ah. Let's just stop there.
Ooh, stop there. Are we having a beer?
Sharing feelings.
Oh, boy.
Dungeons and Dragons. Noisy chewers. Oprah.
Okay. Oprah? You ran over Oprah? Exactly. Thank you for that.
Oprah. I repeat things for emphasis.
Emphasis.
Right. Right.
How did we get here just from the name of Oprah?
Listen. That's what, dude, this is what our brains be doing. It's like crazy, the amount of information that's just be stored. And it's always nothing you actually need.
All right, well, you write down your answers.
Yes.
I'm going to take a second to drink my White Claw.
Period.
And this is the episodely reminder that White Claw should sponsor us.
Yes. Yes.
Cheers.
Mine's in a cup, but it's still White Claw.
P, what do you think?
I'm going to honestly say that I'm a little stumped on some of these. So please, what are you thinking?
Okay. So I feel like beer is high because it's alcohol, but not as high as it would be for cocktails, tequila, right? Like, she does like a beer. I've seen Ryan drink beer, but it's not the top choice. Oprah, I think, is pretty high. I think Ryan likes Oprah, but I don't think Oprah is like one of her like top icons.
Yeah.
Would you say that?
I would agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that you got a good point about that beer because I just think it stands for like alcohol. That's what's kind of, especially comparing to like these other, like Oprah, another person. Chewing out loud, I'm like, okay, well, that's not fun. I want to put that really low, but also how much does she hate that in comparison to sharing her own feelings?
But also, Ryan hates sharing feelings, but I feel like once it's happened, like she feels good about it. Like it's hard to do, but I feel like she is good at sharing her feelings.
Yeah. I know. Just
I don't know.
And then there's D&D where I'm like, I feel like it's so
indifferent.
Indifferent. So
maybe even like slight negative implications just because it's like, I don't know, like nerdy tabletop game. Like I could see Ryan just being like, I'm not following this.
Yeah. But that versus chewing loudly and sharing feelings, I'm like, what is the bottom? That's like where we probably should start. The very bottom.
I think that's a good idea.
What's the worst thing on this list then?
I think noisy chewers.
I put that as 5 too.
Yeah.
Okay. I really put that as 5. So let's
do that.
Let's do that.
Okay. So 5 noisy chewers. Now, sharing feelings or D&D? I'd honestly say maybe sharing feelings is 4.
I'm in between sharing feelings and D&D for that slot. I'm just thinking, gosh, how much do you hate sharing feelings, but your indifference towards D&D? Yeah, I think she'd rather gouge her eyes out. So let's do sharing feelings is 4. D&D is 3.
Oprah 2.
And then beer.
Okay. Yeah, I feel really good about that.
Me too.
Okay. Lock it in.
You guys are wrong.
On
let's
everything?
Just start there. No.
Oh.
I thought it was going to be another 0 point
no,
round.
No, definitely not a 0. Number 1, beer.
Yes.
And I did what you did, which was like just lump. That's just alcohol.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Okay.
Vibes always, we know the tea. Number 2, noisy chewers. That's ASMR, y'all.
Oh, you're so right.
That's ASMR.
Oh my gosh.
And I didn't even think about that.
I was just thinking like the ick of hearing someone. You're so damn right.
And I was thinking like noisy, like you seeing the food and like I feel like Ryan wouldn't like that, but you're so right. The sound, which is what it's about. It's
noisy.
Yeah.
Not messy chewers. Noisy.
Yeah, you're so damn right.
ASMR.
We were just talking about ASMR last night.
Jeez. The salad, the teacher eating the salad.
That's her
remember
favorite.
I talked about my
it
favorite.
It soothes her. Oh my gosh.
God, we really.
That's okay. Ugh. Next.
I'm embarrassed.
Number 3, sharing feelings.
Mm. I do like that it's up there. Congrats on the thing.
Yeah, she's making her way.
So I was right on the, it's hard, but it feels
it's hard,
good.
But it's, yeah. And okay. It's, you know, it's definitely not something I'm trying to do on a daily basis. But, you know, if it happens, all right. Number 4, Oprah. She's whatever. Like, obviously an icon. Like, it's giving Black Baddie, so we're into it. But also, she's a billionaire. So I'm like, how good are you a person? Number 5, D&D. I don't know or care. That's irrelevant to me. Wow. Yeah.
All right. Well, one point.
I'll take
it. We got beer.
And you know what? That would have been real weird if you didn't vote for that first.
Yeah.
Like, that was like an easy one. She said at first, I was like, it's number 1. I don't even care what's up, what the rest
doesn't
is.
Doesn't matter.
Number 1.
How many points do you guys have?
I have 3.
I have 4.
Okay, then I'm not right.
What do you have?
7.
Girl.
Oh my God, Jaden's right.
No, Paloma's at 7.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Ryan, you're at 3. Sierra, I have you at 4.
Yes, that's what I have as well.
Okay, great.
Wow. Okay.
I'm losing.
For now.
I'm losing.
All right. Well, now's our time to take some points from P.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah. That one was so hard. I just feel like that wasn't even fair.
I completely agree as well. I knew. And that's why it was honestly tough putting men so high because I was like,
right.
I know like that they're not going to do that.
Right.
If they don't know what
No, but you were so right. We didn't think about like the boy crazy part. And also, sometimes we forget men are humans and you like humans.
Yeah.
Like you enjoy humans as a group.
Yeah.
Half of humans are men.
Yeah.
That's
That's
so unfortunate.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine if we were all women and that was it.
We would be so happy.
Bro.
We'd all just be like, you're so cute.
No, there's
cute.
No war.
No
there's
war. We're just kissing and hugging and eating and drinking and singing.
And reclining literally. Our seat back.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's so funny.
That's so funny.
IP.
All right. Here we go.
Flirting.
Oh.
Influencers.
Oh.
Sexy dancing.
Oh.
Reply all.
That's funny.
Giving your opinion.
Oh. She does that.
Unsolicited.
Unsolicited, yeah. It's me spelling opinion like onion.
It does kind of get spelled like onion.
Right?
Oponion.
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 Okay. Oh, we'll let her figure it out. You got it?
I have a question.
Oh.
Can you define reply all?
As a function in technology, I would say. So email, text, the ability to reply all to some form of media or content.
Mm.
Okay.
You got it?
I'm ready.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and put flirting at
number one.
Yeah.
I agree.
She's a huge flirt. I've seen it.
And flirting is fun.
Flirting is fun. Listen, I have learned a lot of flirting tips from her. Truly. Like, she'd be like, oh my God, you should do this. Yeah. I mean, remember
when we were having P respond to your dating app?
Oh my God, yes.
And she was so good.
And that's what we would do all the time. I'd be like, okay, it's time to go on Hinge. Like, you need to talk to these people and like handle it. She's like, yeah. And if you do like say it like this and like do like that, that's I still don't know. It works. And I'm like, I mean, clearly it does.
Yeah.
Definitely flirting is absolutely number one.
Okay.
Giving her opinion, I think, is number two.
I was debating between that or sexy dancing.
I feel like giving opinion.
Opinion. Okay.
Yeah. She's opinionated. She's loud. You know, she's going to give. But that's also, I'm like, we might have to come back to flirting and giving. We might have to.
Yeah.
We might have to do a little bit of that. Influencers.
I feel like, right, the way that culture would tell us is that influencers should be at the bottom because people hate influencers.
Right.
But I feel like P has a lot of influencers that she follows that she really likes.
Yes. And I think she's in her way trying to be one.
Yes.
So it's like.
So it's not going to be like.
It's not going to be, ew, influencers. I'm like, girl, then. What are you doing?
Yeah. I hate myself.
Right. No, right. And I feel like depending on how you look at that, like, of course, influencers, like how we see them now, but also people who aren't necessarily influencers, but are influencing her to do
people, culture,
yeah.
art.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like that could be a solid number three.
I think so.
Do you think over sexy dancing?
I'm so torn. Because I know P doesn't like to like dance. Like P doesn't view herself as like a dancer in like theater. Like she always talks about how it's hard to pick up choreography. But I know P loves to dance for fun.
Right.
And no one's saying, okay, here's your sexy dance choreography.
Right.
If you're
it's
sexy
just giving
dancing,
like vibes.
It's from your heart. It's from your body.
Right.
It's from your heart, Sierra.
Yeah.
I'm definitely pulling from somewhere.
Yeah, right.
Just kidding,
I'm
just
screaming.
But
just
right, the, I think Woo! It's not just dancing. It's sexy dancing.
It's sexy dancing.
Which implies a flirt.
Mm-hmm.
A little seduction.
Mm-hmm. Right. A little, like, it's giving, like, lap dance vibes, right?
Yeah.
Or, like, pole dancing or just, like.
Or even just, like, hanging out with your friends and, like. Dancing around.
I did pitch we should all go dance, take a sexy pole dance
together.
Mm, that's true. That's true.
Not to say anything, but
maybe we put that at four. Or no, is that above influencers? I don't know.
You decide. I feel like I shouldn't be making the decisions here. I have clearly been very wrong about a lot of things. I don't know. I feel like influencers has to be like a top three.
Let's go flirting, giving your opinion, influencers, sexy dancing,
reply all. Yeah.
Okay. You feel good?
I think.
Yeah.
Wait, let me look. Giving your opinion. She is opinionated. Like, she really. And that's important to her.
Yes. And she, in a relationship, maybe flirting isn't as high as it would be as, like, a single person. She would like giving her opinion more than flirting. And what would she put?
Ryan's like, yeah.
Right?
But...
What would she put?
I don't want to be wrong. So I'm just, like, mad right now.
Oh.
Like, I those two are just so, like. Really, really at the top. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that she values having a voice and being able to speak her mind and say whatever the hell she wants to say.
That's so true.
And not be like shushed or whatever. Like,
let's swap them now that you're saying that.
But I swear to God, if she's just like this, like, crazed, like, horny bitch. I'm just going to, and she picks flirt first. Like, I'm going to be so mad.
I mean, hey, you guys were wrong about kissing.
Okay.
All right. We
and that hurt so much, I will say. Like, having that third, I was like,
I know. I was
so feels
mad.
So wrong, but feels so right. I know. It's weird. It's games. Okay.
I feel better about giving opinion number first. One.
Me
yes.
Too. Me too.
Okay.
Locking it in.
Lock it in.
I simply don't want to reveal my answers.
No. I'm pissed. I'm already mad. I'm mad. Yep.
Flirting is number one.
Oh, we were so close. We were so close.
I just.
Flirting is, yeah, that's going to just
know. Take the
be
cake.
Number one.
Oh,
yeah.
I know.
Number two, opinion.
I'm so pissed. Why? It was me.
No, I
questioning.
I was there. I backed you up. And apparently that was the wrong choice.
That was the wrong choice.
No. I then love to express myself with dancing. Fun, sexy dancing. After that, I love influencers and reply to all. I don't give a damn. I hate emailing.
1 point.
I think I'm bad at this game.
Ugh.
That's tragic.
And when you guys were so close, you were like, flirting, opinion, and I was like, oh.
We were about to get all five.
Yeah, Jaden, yep. Yeah.
We were so close Dang to getting it perfect. Mm-hmm.
You guys, I was like, oh, they got it this time. They literally. But that's why there's that moment. Unfortunate.
It's like, how deep do I want to think about this though?
Right.
I think that is my problem.
Mm-hmm.
I get way, like, I really try to think about it more than they are. And here's the thing. It took her 5 seconds to rank that, which probably means she wasn't really thinking that deeply, as deep as I'm trying to think about it.
She's going on, we're all going on instinct with the rank.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, but then like thinking about it is like a whole other thing.
Yeah.
Dang it.
All right, Jess, I'm ready.
Okay, Sierra, you ready?
I'm ready.
Taking a bath.
Ooh, I love a good bath.
Yeah.
Conspiracy theories.
Oh, she loves conspiracy theories.
Loch Ness Monster.
Right.
Friendship.
Oh, why are these so hard, bro?
Swearing.
Ooh. Oh.
Marvel films.
Bro, what the hell is going on?
You just listed all of her favorite things, I think.
What are we doing? This is so not
Jess, are you
fair.
Sure you read cards and not just like a list of my favorite
right,
things?
Right, right.
I think the cards are speaking to you, man. I know this isn't tarot, but something is happening.
Golly.
Girl,
okay,
I'm
let's
shaking
give her
my...
a moment. I have no...
God,
this is
hard. I'm not going to lie. This is hard.
I'm sure.
It's me staring at friendship like...
How important.
In Marvel.
I know. And conspiracy theories. She just told us about how much she's obsessed with the Loch Ness Monster.
Maybe number one, I think. But
no. Here, over friendships?
Let her deliberate.
No. We are going to deliberate. Mm. I guess she's deliberating with herself.
Yeah. I am, and it's hard. There's a battle within me.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Maybe right now we should take note of how quick she's doing it. Like, since she's just, okay, yeah. She's, like, moving. Like, she's, like.
I did look, but I couldn't see. I didn't mean to look.
Okay.
I couldn't help it. I'm not cheating. I swear.
She's not a cheater. It's not. Sierra and I who cheating games. That's
right.
What we're sitting
yeah,
for.
Exactly.
Okay, I have it. I'm not going to lie. It's hard. So, whatever happens, you know?
Are we?
You're
so
close.
Fucked.
I know we are. Dude, we're I just, so like, fucked. Unless we really, I just, okay. Well, okay. I feel like friendships is, like, high. Right? Like, she really...
I know. I see that, but I also see conspiracy and taking a bath, so I just...
But, like, friendship. Who would she be without friends? Weird.
I hear you.
Because she'd just be talking about the Loch Ness Monster. That'd be weird. Dude, no.
I don't know.
I don't... Okay, maybe we start with the top three, and maybe we don't rank them, but,
okay.
Like, these are the three.
Okay. Friendship I can, like, circle is... the top three.
Friendship...
I'm so sorry. I'm making one change. So sorry. So sorry.
Is that allowed?
Is that allowed?
Jess, is that allowed?
Considering the difficulty of this round, I will allow it.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay. Sorry.
Are you?
Yes.
But you got to lock it in now.
Pen is going away.
Okay.
Locked in, double locked, throw away the key.
But know what we were talking about and something had to change. Maybe she was like, damn, I really should put friendship first because if I go with conspiracy.
Right. No, right. No. Okay. So we should note that.
I will say it was not a change of my number one.
Oh, okay,
okay.
If that helps. It was a low level.
Okay. Let's just do top three that we definitely think it's
friendship,
conspiracies, taking a bath.
Yeah. Agreed.
I think
swearing is like five, I feel. Can we just throw her at the bottom?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you have fun swearing, but like
in comparison,
to Marvel.
How big of a Marvel fan is she? Because it's not giving the same as Star Wars. That's not, like, if we're ranking it, like, Marvel is not beating Star Wars.
No, you're right. No, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? And it's not beating, like, it's not end-all, be-all type vibes. So.
Yeah, I think you have a bigger thing for Thanos than she does.
Oh, for sure. Dude, Marvel is, like, if I'm going to, like, do a thing, like, that's for me.
Yeah, I feel like that's more you than her.
But
I'm saying fuck is so much fun. So.
What for you? Well, I'm just saying.
But when
I'm
she
saying,
does, you know, it's like
no. When she
gives,
no, it's no give. Exactly. But like that's why I'm like she really could take it or leave it. Like it's not really that much a part of her vocabulary every day. Mm-hmm. That like if she could never like curse again, I feel like she'd be like, well, I just
okay.
Guess
so
I
let's
can't.
Figure out fifth spot, Marvel or swearing.
Oh, swearing.
Okay.
I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like she could likes do, Marvel. Yeah.
Marvel.
Is
swearing
four.
Five, Marvel four,
mm-hmm.
and now to get to the top three, friendship, conspiracy, and taking a bath.
I think
friendship one.
I feel like friendship
let's
one.
Just send it
let's
one.
Come on.
Let's just do it.
She cares so much about friends. She's always crying about it.
Taking a bath two and conspiracy three.
Ooh.
I think.
Okay.
Personally.
I feel like I could send that.
Yeah.
Let me think. Let's look at this again. Okay. So we have friendships, mm-hmm. taking a bath, conspiracy theory, Marvel, swearing.
Friendship. Self-care, loves to talk about conspiracy theories, mm-hmm. Marvel, and then swearing. You know, that's kind of
yeah.
where I lump it all.
I feel confident.
Me too.
Well, no, I don't.
Okay.
I don't. I mean, I don't think I'm going to feel confident for the rest of these games because I just like feel like I'm not doing well. But if you feel confident.
Okay, yeah.
I feel
think
confident.
I want to lock this in.
Yeah, I want to okay. lock it in.
Say it one more time.
Friendships, taking a bath, mm-hmm. conspiracy theory, Marvel, swearing.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
So, friendship was number one.
Yes.
I value my friendships
so
deeply.
Much.
Yes. Anything on this list, if it had to go, not friendship.
Right.
Number two, taking a bath.
Yes!
You got 2 points. And actually, you got a point because I swapped that. Originally, I had Marvel as two and bath as three.
Oh.
You guys.
Oh,
we fumbled the Marvel bag then.
I think I'm quieter about my Marvel fangirlness.
Yeah.
Especially because I only just got into it when I was pregnant.
Mm.
I was like a very anti-superhero movie girl. Like, that's so stupid. Like,
right.
action movie, whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I was so nauseous in my first trimester. I had run out of things to watch when I was like laid up in bed.
Right.
And I was like, all right, we'll start from the beginning. This is going to be at least like 30 hours of
right.
content.
Yes. Yeah.
And I really loved it. Just today, while I was getting ready for the pod, I was listening to a 55-minute video about Avengers Endgame, a movie that came out like 5 years ago.
Yes.
And I was, as we were deliberating, I was like trying to recall if she's ever talked about Endgame or like.
Well, that's what I was talking about. I was like,
I
don't see Marvel paraphernalia
around.
About it. Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm
but
like, you like
know.
It, but it's not.
You guys, the amount of content on YouTube I consume that's like the life story of Thanos, 2 hours and 27 minutes. I'm like, awesome. Like, let's do, like, I watch and listen to so much. Honestly, right now in this phase, more than Star Wars.
But overall.
Because it's newer.
But overall, I like Star Wars more.
Okay.
Right,
yes,
right, for sure. For
okay.
sure.
Okay.
So then Marvel's going to come in number three, ain't it?
Yes.
Oh,
so,
damn it.
Friendship, taking a bath, Marvel. Then conspiracy theories, which you guys are right. That is very high for me.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had to say, okay, no more reading about conspiracy theories or no more, like, consuming content about Marvel. I dump the conspiracy theories.
Really?
Wow. And I think it's, again, I'm just too quiet about my...
Yeah, because
yeah,
I, was gonna say,
I didn't... Yeah.
I ship her as the conspiracy girly.
Me too.
You know?
Yeah.
I just really love the very detailed world of the MCU.
Right.
And researching about it and learning.
And,
it.
Well,
that's
and there's like an
shit.
Endless amount of content about
it. Oh my God,
it. Like,
yeah, that's
so
exactly
much.
It. Like, there's so much that I can consume
Could
on
you
it.
Argue right. that consuming that is conspiracy theory content because it's Marvel and it's fiction and it's what if this and what about that world and fan fiction.
It's definitely theories and fanfic. No question about that. But conspiracy?
Yeah.
Can we
right.
get half a point? Is that allowed?
Well,
oh my God.
And Schultz, look, Schultz's cinematic
universe. Right. Right. Delusion.
But
all
you do
around.
Get another point for number five, swearing.
Swearing.
Well, so we got 3 points.
I like an occasional swear. But
right. But it's like
vibes. Other things on this list.
Right.
Right.
So yeah, you guys get 3 points.
Woo.
Okay. Better than none. Better than
and
last
that was a
time.
Hard one. That was really hard.
Dang.
I'm happy we got friendship and taking a bath, though.
Dude,
that makes
of course. No, right.
Two
of
things
course.
I'm never giving up.
Right.
Period.
That's why I was like, dude, there's no way anything is beating friendship. Like, we can't. Like, that's crazy.
I
right.
Know, I know.
Right.
It's like on the list, you're like, love. You're like, well,
I'm like, the bottom.
Okay, Ryan.
Let's get it.
Ooh. YouTube.
Ooh.
Oh.
2-day-old underwear.
Scream. What?
Hip hop.
Oof.
Alone time.
Oh my God.
Skinny jeans.
Oh. Oh guys, I'm gonna need to think about this for a moment. This is actually really difficult. Okay.
I'm looking at her top three, like, what are we doing?
Me as well.
It's the silent deliberations. Okay.
It's because when you make one decision, it really it affects the whole domino thing.
Right.
And I hate that.
Right. And I hate that.
Because I'm looking at YouTube like, there's no way that's third. But like over alone time, I'm like, what? We'll deliberate, Sierra.
Okay. Well, I'm almost there. Okay. I got it.
So I feel like there's a clear top three.
Yes.
Would you agree?
Mm-hmm.
YouTube, hip hop, alone time.
Perfect. Those are my top three as well.
Amazing. Do we want to start from the bottom then?
Yes.
Because I feel like we've had success with that.
The underwear.
The
dirty underwear.
Yeah. Because if it was day old, like that's one thing. But today?
What are you doing with that?
Yeah.
Nothing.
No.
Five.
Okay, five.
I hope. What are you doing with that?
you can't even do the flip that on the inside, you know, right. Like wear the other
that's
side.
Like one day.
Yeah, we've worn both sides at this point. We can't.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing like that, Jaden? You never had to do that before.
That is so funny.
Okay.
But
so
like,
that's
right.
Fine. Skinny jeans, four.
Four. I have that, yeah. So skinny, day old, five. Skinny jeans, four. And then I'm just on these top three.
I feel like Ryan, more so than almost anyone I know, truly loves YouTube. Like, not just like social media as a whole, but like YouTube specifically.
She loves YouTube.
Yeah.
But hip-hop?
Hip-hop?
Music. That stands for music.
And she's such a music
She's
girly.
Obsessed with music.
Yeah.
In alone time?
Ugh. It's going to be hard, these top three. Again, maybe more so than anyone I know, loves her alone time.
Like, she thrives. And here's the thing. She loves her alone time. And what is she doing in her alone time?
Listening to hip-hop while watching YouTube.
With a cocktail in hand.
See? That is a correct statement.
Yeah.
That's true.
So to get there, I feel like it's the alone time to enjoy all these things. I don't know. I feel like for her to be her absolute best self, she has to have her alone time.
Yes. Yeah.
So that just feels like number self-care, one. Me, myself. That's got to be number one.
God, I'm so torn on YouTube and hip-hop.
Music and YouTube. That's basically what we're comparing.
Yeah.
What does she love more? Hip-hop has been around longer and a part of her life for so long, and I know... You know?
Yeah.
But YouTube is like such a passion.
Well, and Ryan likes hip hop, but Ryan likes a lot of genres of music.
Yeah.
So it's just hip hop versus YouTube is all genres of YouTube.
Okay, I do like
so
that.
Let's do, okay. You want to do YouTube too?
YouTube too.
Okay. But it feels wrong to put hip hop at three.
I know. Putting YouTube at three feels wrong as well.
All right, we want to lock it in?
Yeah, let's just lock that shit in.
Okay.
Okay. This is unfortunate, and I'm so sorry for you guys.
Oh, fuck.
Number one is hip hop.
Oh, no.
Listen, and I just want to quickly explain why.
Please.
Just because it stands for so much more than music.
I knew yes. it.
Hip hop is culture. That's like that's like black culture. Like that's
yes.
where would we be? So I had to put that first.
Yeah.
Number two is alone time. I had a hard time with YouTube too. I wanted to put that higher, but I was like, so YouTube is number three. Number four is skinny jeans. And number five is 2-day-old underwear.
I'll take my 2 points.
I will take my 2 points. Oh, my.
Because we knew that top three was going to be close.
That was hard. I erased so many times. Like, I was like, wait, hold on. That's fair, guys. You did a good job.
Okay.
You did good.
Yeah, you're right.
You did good. You did good.
We did good.
That was hard. But you're right about the alone time. I'm like, what am I doing? I'm either watching YouTube or I'm listening to music. Like, that's what we're doing.
Right.
All right. Palomi Lomes.
Me.
That's what my mom calls Paloma. Palomi Lomes.
Palomi Lomes.
Yeah.
That is so cute.
Ghosting.
Ooh.
Pooping.
Oh, yep.
Millennials.
Ooh.
Checklists. And TikTok.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
This is one pretty good too.
Yeah.
How you looking over there, P?
One moment. Mm-hmm. Because one of these is a bowel movement I have to do every day, whether I choose to or not. You know, it's like pooping. I'm like, honestly.
Like, sometimes it's good.
Yeah, I'm like, it's necessary, it feels, but
right.
just.
Scream no,
on
right.
the ranking of TikTok and pooping, I'm like. Ugh.
Right.
Sorry,
what are you doing while pooping?
I don't. Yeah.
On TikTok.
Exactly.
All right.
You got it?
I'm ready.
Okay. I know she just explained this, but I think pooping is number one.
You think?
Yeah. Versus what?
Paloma, I feel like, used to, like, love TikTok.
Yeah.
But I feel like with the changes in, like, the algorithm and the trends,
right.
like, I just don't see, like, the passion
right.
behind TikTok that used, like...
Yeah. But she's on it.
She's on it.
A lot.
Yeah.
She spends a lot of time, like, consuming more content than,
yes.
like...
And I feel like TikTok as a whole, she really likes.
Mm-hmm. Mm, you're right.
How does Paloma feel about checklists? I don't know that about her.
I think she's a checklist girly. I mean, yeah. She's definitely like a planner, like a physical planner kind of gal. So it's giving like she probably definitely has checklists that she physically crosses off.
And I can see her like feeling all accomplished, like I get to add another
right, like
check.
I did this. Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's a little smile behind it. Yes.
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah.
Millennials, I think ghosting is not something that she doesn't ghost.
No, she
responds.
Yes.
She responds. She, you know, she appreciates when people hit her back up. I think ghosting is definitely at the bottom.
Okay. Let's like do number ghosting five. Number five.
I feel like she probably wishes that she could ghost, but it's not her personality to do so. Mm-hmm. So she doesn't.
She wishes she could.
I think that you
she
probably
wish she
wish
had
she
the ability to just not text back. Like, she had the strength.
But she's a people pleaser, so she can't.
I have to respond.
I think that's literally probably it. Okay, I think millennials, I feel like, is solid number three. Like,
yeah,
it's giving,
it's
like,
average.
Whatever, yeah. Or is that four?
Millennials are pooping.
But what does that mean? Millennials, like, as in what? Like, just them in general? She's like, I mean, she's a millennial, so I guess she cares.
And she likes people.
Uh-huh.
Again, with, like, the men thing. We underestimated men.
We did. But also, are we thinking too much?
Probably.
But sometimes pooping is, like, nice. Sometimes pooping feels good.
Sometimes, but not always.
Not always. And I don't think she has a great relationship with pooping. So, I feel like pooping could be number four.
I feel like three or four. Like, it could go up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think her relationship with pooping is, like, not positive.
Okay. Let's go four.
Yeah. And then millennials number three.
Okay. Yep.
Or does she like millennials more than checklists?
Or TikTok.
Oh, I forgot about TikTok.
I don't feel like TikTok should be number one, but
I don't either.
Feel like
but versus these, yeah. I feel like it could be number one. But with these.
Yeah. Yeah. You're
maybe.
Right. Okay. Oh, it's literally in opposite order. TikTok, checklist, millennials, pooping, ghosting.
I feel good about that.
Okay. Let's lock it in.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to say choosing number one was like really tough considering this list.
Right.
It was really tough deciding which was number one. But for me, out of all of these, I just felt like what represents me, myself as a whole, millennial. So that had to be number one because yeah, TikTok's fun. Like all those other things are like sub, but millennial. I am through and through a millennial, whether I like it or not, and I love it.
Yeah.
So, millennial number one, my checklists. Oh, my gosh. You guys, every day I wake up, like, a part of my routine is, like, physically writing down on a piece of paper so I can see what I'm doing.
Right.
I can check it off as I go. And at the end of the day, I love just going tick, 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 just like
Sierra
said.
I knew it.
With a gleaming face, check, done.
If you weren't, like, a physical hard copy planner girl, I think I might would feel differently, but she's like a writer
the
downer.
The feeling of crossing off feels so good. TikTok, number three.
Okay, so we swapped millennials and TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then pooping, as you mentioned, I have tummy troubles. Hot girls have tummy troubles, and that's tough. So number four. And ghosting is number five.
Yay!
All right, three
we
points.
Got three
You guys did really well.
Yay.
Ooh, that puts me at 10.
Me too.
Ooh.
We're tied.
Yes,
we are.
I have 12.
Oh,
all right,
well,
we gotta catch up.
Well, that's fine.
Okay. So does this mean we're entering our last round?
Round,
I think, because we said we're going to do four?
Yeah. This is the last
Ooh.
Round. Oh, I erased my points. I just said I had 10.
Yeah.
I just said I had 10.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So my last round, Jess. Let's
Here we
see
go.
If the cards
Paloma,
speak
please.
To me, like they have.
We need to like really get this.
Yeah.
Harmonizing.
Ooh.
People. Mm. The Super Bowl. Loud Balenciaga sneakers.
Loud.
Yep.
Okay.
Loud.
Not just Balenciaga sneakers, but
no,
loud
right,
ones.
Right, yeah.
Oversharing.
As hell. Me.
Right. She said, ooh.
Another tough top three. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah?
Really? Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now I'm second guessing because I didn't think that that was difficult.
There was top two that popped right at me, but there's one that now I guess I'm not guessing.
I feel weird.
Mm-hmm.
Because I immediately was like, oh, this is not deep. And she was like, it was hard. And I'm like, okay, well, then something's wrong.
I'm ready.
Okay. Can I tell you what I had?
Yeah.
I had harmonizing as number one.
Okay.
People, oversharing, Super Bowl, Balenciaga.
Okay.
But now that she's had a hard time, I feel like the hard thing is the Super Bowl for some reason.
I hear that because she just recently said that she really likes the spectacle of it all and like getting together.
Right.
And like the food.
The commercials
and, like,
and the ha ha.
Yeah, like that experience. sounded like a good time for her.
Right. So now
I'm just trying to decide oversharing. Like, is that considered like.
Right.
Because like we're here on a podcast and all we do is overshare. So like to say she doesn't like to do that would be.
Right.
Sit, like, we just sit here and do that.
Can we agree that the loud Balenciaga sneakers, like that's number five?
Yes.
I feel like.
Agreed.
She, like,
yeah, I have.
Care less.
Loud Balenciaga's is five.
Cool.
And here's, let's actually go to the top two, because I had people in Harmonize. I had Harmonize as one, and then I swapped people to one, because I'm like, you can't harmonize if you don't have people, right? Mm. So it's like, I feel like that essence of
is that
human connection. Yes, it is.
Harmonizing, okay, right.
But so can we, maybe we loop in harmonizing with fucking singing, and she loves to do that.
Yeah, right.
Oh my.
And she loves people, which is why that's an easy like one or two, but like which one comes first?
I know. She's a people's people.
She's a, yeah, she's a people's people.
But she's also a singer.
And she's also a singer.
Well, singers need audience.
That's true. That's true. Hmm.
I'm in between those two. I don't know. I want
to. I mean, here's the thing. Maybe we go with instinct. We both had harmonizing as number one to begin with.
Okay.
So maybe we just.
All right, let's send
leave it.
People or
two.
Harmonizing, one.
Mm-hmm.
People,
two.
Oversharing, three. Super Bowl, four. And Loud Balenciaga's, five. Or would you swap Super Bowl and oversharing? Is that what you're looking at more?
Yeah. Because, like, just because she does doesn't mean that she wants to.
No, I get it.
Overshare.
I agree. This is how shit goes along in our house.
We're like, I know. I know. No, this is literally. Okay. But maybe that's it. Maybe we send it. Because I originally had oversharing as number three. So maybe we just.
Let's stick to our guts, just like Jess said. All right. Lock it in. Let's repeat. Harmonize, number one. People, two. Oversharing, three. Super Bowl, four. And Loud Balenciaga's as the fifth.
Yeah, let's send it.
All right. Are you ready?
No.
I could throw up. You were right with my top two. People and harmonizing. However.
It's the opposite.
It's switched.
Fucking.
You were so right. I'm a people person. You can't harmonize without people. And I love to harmonize, but people.
Those two swapped. I know. Yeah.
And it was hard because I actually started with harmonizing as number one because people as a whole, like there are good people.
Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of bad
ones. People who I don't like.
Right, yeah. Right.
But I decided as a whole, humanity.
Yeah.
Keep it optimistic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So we've got people harmonizing, oversharing at number three.
Okay, bless.
Which that was the top three was what I was confused on because I'm like, I love to overshare, but also like, sometimes after, I'm like, was that too
much? Yeah, yeah.
And then sometimes when someone overshares too much to you, I'm like.
You did too much,
girl. That was a lot.
Yeah.
I gotta go process all of this.
Yes,
so, number three.
Okay.
Loud Balenciaga's number four.
Oh.
And Super Bowl number five.
She'd rather take Balenciaga's over the Super Bowl. Duh. Who cares if the Balenciaga's are loud?
Yeah, and here's the thing.
I just wish she didn't care.
I'm a designer girly here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
No. And the Super Bowl, like, I've learned to love it. But if I could just be like, this is not a thing anymore, I would.
Okay, T. T, no, T.
I've learned to love, like you said, the family, the friends,
yeah.
The food,
yeah.
The
right.
Commercials.
Right.
But that's like a learn to tolerate.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We only got one. Mm-hmm.
Like, if I could get us all together. To hang out.
And if like
and
the Super Bowl has to be. Oh.
If the Super Bowl wasn't on, that would be better for me.
Right.
Sierra goes, I just want us to get together and eat and drink.
And he's like, and let's turn the game off.
And if the game was off, it would be a better experience for me.
Gotcha.
Right. I just want to see the halftime.
Yeah.
I forget about your little designer vibes. Yeah, you be.
Yeah.
I've toned it down over the years.
You're right. Yeah. But I just saw you with your little Gucci belt, girl.
You did.
You're right. Okay.
Yeah. Fumbled the bag on that one,
yeah,
literally.
Yeah, dang, that was rough. Sorry.
All right, tragic. Let's see if we can get Ryan's last one.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Money.
Oh.
Fox News. Tinder. Women.
Oh.
And spicy food.
Ooh. This is a good one.
This is a good one.
Now that we've done this whole episode, I'm like, dang it, should we have been, like, showing it to the camera? Like, it's our break.
Right.
Just like, hey.
I get it.
It's our last round.
Right.
Sorry, y'all.
Listen.
Maybe next time.
Maybe I want to.
So we can agree that Fox News
is
live.
Last. Yes. Okay. Great, so we've got our last place.
Fox News. I think money has to be number one.
I think so, too. When Jess was first reading them, I was like, okay, money number one. But then women. But then I'm like, women or money? Money. Okay.
And so, women as two.
Women as two.
I really feel strongly about that.
So money, women.
Spicy food.
spicy food. That's what I had as well.
Tinder. And Fox News.
Fox News.
I feel like there's no other way. And if she were to tell me, I'd be like, that's a lie.
Yeah.
So, send
actually,
it. You're wrong.
Okay.
Send it.
Send it.
Send it.
I feel confident.
Full fucking send, y'all. You got every single one.
Yeah!
Every single
Hell
one.
Yeah!
Every single
yes!
one. Yep.
That, oh my God.
That
and
one
no,
felt
and there's
really
need,
good.
No need to explain.
I almost said before this round, guys, I really just want to get one perfect one, but I was like, don't say it's Sierra because then it's not going to happen.
Right. But then it did.
And then it did.
Yep. Women uh-huh. and money, mm-hmm. sign me up.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Women, money, and spicy food, mm-hmm. for sure send it. Oh my God, you guys got 5 points. That's not
Yay.
Fair for me.
Yeah.
Now I have to get five. Okay, P, come on, let's channel it. Please, just help me.
Oh, I'm going to give you the answers through osmosis.
What's our score going into our last one?
I have 18 points.
18. I 11. Have
15. I have 11.
Okay. So I can beat P if I get more than three. If we get four or five.
Mm-hmm. I can't beat Paloma. There's no way. I can't. Because even if I get all five, or even if we get all five, like, it's not going to. Yeah. Okay. That's okay. I'm going to do my best. That's all we can help for.
A long hug.
Aww.
Yourself.
Oh. Period.
Body hair. Winking face emoji. Donuts.
You're
I'm
good?
Excited.
You want to start?
I think I had an order and now I'm rethinking.
Okay.
I had long hugs as number one.
I was thinking
she's
the same.
A hugger.
Mm-hmm. And she gives great hugs.
She gives great hugs.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah. I have P at number two.
Okay.
Herself.
Uh-huh.
I have donuts.
Uh-huh.
As number three. Winky emoji is number four. Body hair is number five. However, before we deliberate, I think I might want to change the body hair one because she talked about like loving her body hair and all that stuff. Like her, you know, we talked about when you were growing up, your arm and all that stuff. I'm like, I feel like that needs to change.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Because at first I was like, oh, well, winking emoji. I feel like that's fun.
Yeah.
But I think with the conversations we've had about mm-hmm. body hair and how P is like, changed her view, especially on like arm hair mm-hmm, and like everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she would put it last.
I don't either.
So I think maybe if it was like a worse list, then yes, maybe the winking emoji would end up before body hair. But I don't think she wants
to put
body hair last.
Right. Right.
A long hug, yourself, donuts, body hair, winking emoji?
Donuts before body hair?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, no, I know.
She's
a food girl. It's a donut.
Yeah.
So like, regardless.
Like, I mean, no one's come to. I mean, come on. I've really come to accept my body hair. You guys have seen my armpits. But I'm still taking a donut.
Right. Okay, yeah. I think I could full send that.
Okay, we're good.
Yeah.
For number one, I put myself.
That's good for you.
Oh, because you're putting yourself first.
Right.
I feel like after our conversation last time, it really makes me think that it's just got to be me. Because if not, mm-hmm. what the hell am I doing?
Right. No, you're right.
No, you're so right.
P, number one. Yep. A long hug.
Yeah.
Number two.
Right.
I love those.
Yeah.
And I put body hair right in the middle, third, because
Ooh.
I saw that and I was like, oh, and I was like, but you know what? Me as hell, because I love that about me now. And it just really represents the journey that I went through with that and how it brought me to feeling so much more myself.
Right.
So body hair three. And then I put donuts four and winky face five.
All right.
I'm a huge foodie girl, but when it comes to sweet things,
she's not.
I don't. I really only like cinnamon rolls and cookies. That's the only sweet thing I'll do.
Yeah.
So we got 1 point.
We got 1 point.
Which means, P,
you won.
You're the winner.
You're the winner.
You've got your priorities.
You're a winner, baby. Good for you.
Well, that's crazy because I really feel like that got me guessing, you know.
No, that was really hard. I think the hardest part about it was like, yeah, all these things in life, right? But it's comparison to the thing. We only have this.
Yes.
It's not in life, right? Because then this is ranked completely different.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But we only have these five things that are not relative to each other, like super random.
Right.
Which makes it really hard.
Yeah.
Dang. So how many points? So you ended the game with 18 points.
I ended the game with 18 points.
Okay. I ended with 12.
And I ended with 16.
Okay. Ooh.
Dang. That was fun.
That was fun.
So fun.
Oh, thanks
I totally
for
want to
playing.
Do it again. Of course.
Thank you for bringing the game to us.
I know.
Of course.
It's so
much fun. My older brother is like really good with like board games and stuff. Mm. So he's always like, oh, we got to try this game. I got this game. So actually, there's a couple more that we've played recently that I think would be really fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One called Herd Mentality. I was telling you guys earlier. It's like where basically you're trying to guess what the whole group would answer to a question. So that could be fun.
I like that.
That would be a really fun one. Yep. Yeah. Because it's kind of similar.
All three have to agree kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be kind of like comparing that list for all three of us rather than just one person.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Like, what would this collective decide?
As would be number one. We also could play this again and play it like that if we ever, like, wanted to do a different version of this.
Ooh, or we could play this game but write our own cards. So they're all related to, like, us and the podcast and social media.
Oh, that could be fun. I love that.
Disney Channel nostalgia. Like, what if there was a card that said Corbin Blue's armpit hair?
Facts.
The ad would be high.
Listen.
So high.
So high.
So high. So high. That changed my look. Even like Zac Efron, like seeing his arm, I was like, as a young girl, I was like, ooh, he's a man.
I was like, oh, that's a man. Yeah. That's.
Why do I remember that? Like, no, but seeing that was the boy's armpit hair was like,
dude,
a big
in the second
thing.
One, when I saw his boxers, when he's at the piano, I was like, holy shit. Like, I remember being like, bro, we rewind it back. Like, I gotta see it again.
See, and now thinking about this, I realize why men was ranked so high.
No, I get it.
We're sitting here just going gaga over an inch of boxer and some hair under an armpit.
Right. Delusion. But checks out. Makes sense.
Go. All right, y'all. Well, that is gonna be it for this episode. Thank you so much for watching. Don't forget, subscribe.
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 Do it now.
And let us know what game to play next.
Oh, yes. Yes, and that.
And we'll see you next Wednesday with another new episode.
Bye.